That was Radio Pirates with Love Me Two Times from the 1990s Doors cover. You were listening to Marion Music Around Midnight, brought to you by WDIF True Blues 97.5. My name's Mike Kreider, and I'm going to introduce to you Tom Photos, who has the next song intro.
Thanks, Mike. The next one is by a mainstay of Marion Music for many, many years, Steve Harper. He's still around, and he's still kicking, and he's still putting out albums. This next track is Sweet Soul Shuffle from his album that was released a couple years ago, Those Shoes. Steve released Those Shoes at a great show last year. He's still working. He's got three albums written, ready to go, and he plans on releasing those over the next several years. So here it is. Sweet Soul Shuffle.
Light up the lamp, prop open the door, move all the rugs, we're coming in for more. We feel good doing the sweet soul shuffle. Slip and slide, roll your hips, move your body till your braces flip. We gonna play the sweet soul shuffle. Come on in, don't be shy. It's not hard once you try. You feel good, and it's true. It will cure whatever makes you blue.
Doing the sweet soul
Thanks, Tom. That was Steve Harper and the Curb Feelers with Sweet Soul Shuffle. I can't say that, and I'm not going to say it any better than that, so we'll just go with that, from 2017. You are listening to Marian Music Around Midnight. We are looking for local music, music that started in Marian by Marian artists to share with everybody. We're going back about 50 years and looking for anything from back then to current day. Spencer, help me out. Where can they send some music to?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can send it to on our website, trueblues975.com. There's a contact page on there. Or you can just send us a message on our Facebook page. All you got to do is look for True Blues 975 on Facebook. You'll find us, WDIF. If you've got it in digital format, that's the easiest. Just shoot us some MP3s. But if you don't, we can help you out there too. If you got a CD, we can rip the CD. If you've got an album, we got a record player that hooks up to the computer. We can do it that way. I think the only thing we wouldn't be able to help you out with if it was on an old reel-reel, we might have to rig something up for that. But gosh, anybody who's ever been in a band who's from Marian, and you got some original, we like to do more original stuff if we can help it. But we would love to hear from you. Any genre is accepted.
This next song is by The Last Times back in 1966. And it's, Tom, you had this on the Central Ohio Bands Yesterday Today CD, Bring It On Home, a couple of years ago.
That's right. They're in chronological order. There's 15 tracks, and all sales of Bring It On Home will go to Marian Makes Music.
So thank you, sir.
If you want to buy a copy from come here to WDIF or contact one of us. We'll make sure you get a copy, and the money goes for a good cause.
The track on this CD by The Last Times is "Don't Tell Me." The band was Tom. Was this song written by Craig Kurtz?
Craig Kurtz. It may have been co-written. I can't remember.
In the band was Craig Kurtz, Don Lister, Joe Conser, and Jack Henderson. Craig and I actually started our first band together back in 1965. It was the Checkmates. Craig and Roger Craven and I, and Don Lister and I have been able to play a couple of times the last years at the Central Ohio Bands Yesterday and Today Festival. Joe and Jack were just incredible instrumentalists. So with that, we are going to listen to "Don't Tell Me."
Don't tell me differently, I say to you. I've got a love here that will be true.
That was Last Times with Don't Tell Me. Now here's Tim Cummings to introduce a song by the Boppers.
After Little Eric album, which Willie Phoenix produced and recorded on vinyl, they morphed into another band called the Boppers. Had Willie, guitar and vocals, my brother Jim Cummings on bass, John Smith playing drums, and Greg Clasco doing rhythm and vocals. This song's called Cleveland Dolls. It was 1973. The name of the band was The Boppers, so I think you'll get a feel of why it was called The Boppers from this song right here. From 1973, The Cleveland Dolls. You know, I'm sitting here holding this poster we had made for the Central Iowa Bands. We sold it one year. I'll tell you this story. A good friend of mine, Charlie Teets, passed away. And his mother found a shoebox. And in it was a bunch of old pictures and business cards of bands from the 60s and the 70s. And on there was Joe Murphy's card was in there. And she gave him a call. He had the same phone number, thank God. And he got a hold of me and said, I got something you might be interested in. And I've got 60 different bands from the days, all the way, some of them are to the present, on this poster. And each week, I think we're going to have a Facebook page set up. And we'll post a picture of that business card. Because back in that day, we didn't have Facebook. You know, everybody made business cards. You know, that was how you communicated and handed out your cards. So we're going to post one of these cards, and then we want people to get on our page and make comments if they remember that band. And we'll post one every week. So watch for that. It'll be a lot of fun. Just to give you a little teaser, here's one, a band called The Asian Flu. So there's going to be.
Do you remember who all was in that one?
Yeah, I'm trying to read here. It says Jerry Mike Laird, singer. Craig Markley was in that band. He's a keyboardist and an excellent musician. He's in a Celtic band.
There's your brother's band right there, Cry Wolf.
Yeah, is that one of the newer ones, Cry Wolf? But there's some really interesting names. That's one of the hardest things is when you started a band was coming up with a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the name's always the hardest part.
Yeah, and then back then we didn't have PA, and the other hard part was deciding who had to have the singer plug his mic into your guitar amp. We didn't have PA. That was public address back then. What the heck's PA? But once they did come out with PAs, it sure changed the sound of live music.
I see Rikers is up there. Mike
Rikers, yeah.
Mike McKaylee told me, I asked him how he got the name for his group, and he said he's reading a book about Riker Prison.
Oh, that makes sense.
I figured that's what the name was. Yeah, based off the Rikers Island or something like that. Isn't that Rikers Island?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You put a Z on the end instead of an S, of course.
Yeah, that's how you did it. Now it's ours.
There was also people that were booking bands back then. One of them was the Carpenter Talent Agency, CTA, with Clarence Carpenter. And a lot of you old musicians out there remember that guy.
I see Erickson's Music
Card. Erickson's Music Card, that was a treasure to have in there.
So, yeah, you have a whole bunch of these, and we'll be posting them up on the Facebook. And
one picture each week, and we'll see if anybody remembers and they can make some comments on there.
That's nice. All right, well, this has been Marian Music Round Midnight. I want to thank Cigar Mike, Tim Cummings, and Tom Photos for being with us here tonight. And we'll catch y'all next week with some brand new music from Marian by Marian.